Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Matt Leon here, and we have another college football preview for you today. The Division III Rowan University Profs are coming off a fine 7-3 2022 campaign. They went 4-2 in New Jersey Athletic Conference action. Now, the Profs have a lot of talent coming back here in 2023, and Rowan will open its season on Thursday night, August 31st, at home against Stevenson. Had the chance to stop over in Glassboro, New Jersey, and meet up with head coach Jay Accorsi and get a feel for his hopes for this season.
So first of all, coach, we were talking off the air about a week into workouts as we're talking here. How are things going?
It's going really well. You know, we had chatted a little bit about COVID and we all forget what that was like. So I'm just happy we're in camp. Players are in the locker room. We're practicing. We have an experienced team, so it's been a lot more fun when you have an experienced team because they kind of know what they need to do and go through. They're a little bit mature, so you don't worry as much about all the other little things. And we have a really good young group that came back, so we're really excited.
And when you've got an experienced team and it's a team that had a really good year last year, I guess that even ups the ante even more.
Yes, it does. And again, with the leadership, I think we're very fortunate that the team elected, as we've always done here, four quality players as captains, three offensive players and a defensive player in James Farah, Robert Stashik, Price Bouchard, and Joshua Ortiz. So they've done a great job. But again, you know, we saw that in the spring with what they did in terms of leadership, and now they're taking it to the next level with newer players that are in the program for the first time.
Where do you see the strengths right now?
I think we're strong everywhere except inexperience in the kicking game and inexperience at quarterback. I think we have a lot of players back on both sides of the ball. We have a lot of players back almost at every position. It's going to be the kicking game because it's going to be some different kickers for us this year. And it's going to be the quarterback play. So, you know, those are two critical areas, especially when it comes to points, you know, how productive you are. So we're deep, very experienced at a lot of positions. So I think it's going to give us the ability to ease in the kickers and specialists and ease in the quarterbacks.
That was kind of going to be my next question. When you're looking for a new starter, a quarterback, how much does it help when everybody around them has been through it and can help them?
Yeah, especially in the run game. You know, James Farah came in, 2 years ago from Monmouth, and he just wanted an opportunity to play. He hadn't gotten it at the higher levels, and pardon the pun, he took off and ran with it. First team all-conference player 2 years in a row, very dynamic. Anytime he touches the ball, he can go the distance. So that's going to help the quarterback position when you're able to kind of lean on somebody to run the football and not need your quarterback to win, you know, games for you early in the season. So that's going to be nice. Experienced offensive line, a good receiving core. We have some good backups to James at the running back position. We brought in some good young players. So, again, I think offensively it's just going to be our identity when we figure out with the quarterback. Defensively, a lot of players back in the secondary, linebacker and defensive line, which, you know, defensive line at the small college level is always difficult. So we feel very fortunate that we're pretty solid and are going to be able to lean on a lot of older players.
So let's talk about quarterback. Where are you? Do you have a leader in the clubhouse, or is this something that's probably going to go up to the prep week of the first game?
Yeah, I think it's going to go up to the first week, and I think it might even go deeper than that. We were fortunate that we had, you know, quality players with us during spring ball. We brought in Braden Davis, a freshman, who's going to be a baseball football player here. He could have played baseball at Division I. He probably could have played possibly some football at Division I, but he wants to do both. Very dynamic, but we just added another local kid, Nate Myers from Kingsway. He left Monmouth. It wasn't a fit for him. So we weren't really looking for another quarterback to make that room more crowded. But they've all done a great job. Obviously, the two younger players are a little bit behind just because they're learning the system. But as I told the team just even last night in our team meeting, I feel comfortable with any of them behind center that we can win a lot of football games and be extremely competitive. I think it's going to be how does that evolve? We'll find out more tomorrow when we go to Army Prep. And then we'll find out more in 2 weeks Thursday here when we play Monroe Junior College. So all of them look really good. They're all kind of different a little bit, but it's going to be, I think, something that may even go past the first game. But the nice part is we have a lot of them, and they're all really good. So that's a good thing to have.
What's the NJAC looking like this year?
It's tough every year. I mean, everybody says that. The New Jersey State schools, we all know what it's like. Montclair, Kane, Willie P, College of New Jersey, and us. I mean, it's been that way since I've been here. Then when you add Salisbury and Christopher Newport, two really good football programs, I think it's just a really strong conference. I had to try to do some preseason poll. I don't know. I think anybody could win the conference. But I think that speaks volumes about New Jersey high school football. And the in-state schools and what we do. When you look at our rosters, it's all New Jersey high school players. And I think that says a lot for New Jersey football. I think it's going to be really competitive. I think it's going to be week in and week out. But I think we're going to get a better picture by the out-of-conference games playing the Centennial and the crossover. So I think we're going to kind of find out a little bit earlier against some really, really good outside competition. How the conference shakes up, but it's always a battle.
And you mentioned COVID. I'm just curious, do you feel like everything is kind of back to routine and normal? What I mean by that is there were so many past the obvious in the moment problems COVID presented, but things with extra eligibility and stuff like that, do you feel like you've kind of gotten back into a rhythm as far as what you expect and stuff like that?
I think, in terms of playing, I think we're back. I think most small college programs took a huge hit. Let's face it, the Power Fives played and the big schools and everybody else kind of had to wait and work their way through it. I think small college football is back. I think we're playing better football than we were. It's nice not to have to worry about temperatures checks and coughs and sneezing and are you vaccinated or not vaccinated. I'm not, but I almost felt like I could be a doctor with all the knowledge that I had to have. I think the most important part is it's back being fun too. The locker room is full. You have all the players in there. You don't have to worry about so many being in and being out. You have a full complement of your coaching staff, a full complement of your players. And I think it's back to what small college football, I think, is all about. It's just the love for the game and being able to be with other people. And I think, COVID made us have to really look at all those things, but now appreciate all the things that we have. I'm happy when I come in. The locker room is noisy, and instead of yelling, I embrace it a little bit, and the music playing, instead of turning it down, I'm like, turn it up, have some fun. I think it's back, and it's nice. Those are obviously tough times. But again, I think it's kind of back to where it was, but even more so because everybody's much more appreciative.
And final question, obviously, quarterback question holds the key, yep. And kicking question is a big one. Past that, is there a position you think that is really critical that could kind of be the difference between maybe a good season and a great season, or a great season and a special season?
I think the defensive line. I think there are some new players that we added that I think could make an impact. That's always a position at small college football you're worried about. But I think that's a position where we have a couple of newer players in the program that can certainly help us right away a little bit, and a couple that have been very surprising that could be pretty dynamic. So that's the one, I think, you know, for us as coaches and for me, that I'm really, really pleased at that spot. Again, that's back to the COVID question. I think all the scholarship schools are still loaded with fifth-year players. I think it's allowed the opportunity for high school players to get overlooked. I shouldn't say that. The freshman class we brought in is outstanding. In a normal year, a lot of those players aren't going to be around because they're going to be scholarship players. So the previous question you asked, I think that's affecting it now. But defensive line, we have a couple of young guys there that I think could really help us and make us not just a really good football team, but a possibly extremely very good football team competing at a really high level.
That will do it for our look at the Rowan Profs. Many thanks to head coach Jay Accorsi for taking the time to talk. Rowan's season opener on the 31st against Stevenson. That will be a 6 p.m. kickoff in Glassboro. Now we will have another college football preview coming your way soon. I'm Matt Leon. Thanks for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.